Yeah, the Travis Shelton. He played at Temple, so it was good to see another familiar face.
First cousin?
No, we're not first cousin. We're like, you know, a little down the line.
I didn't know
he was coming here. I didn't, I seen him today for the first time, so in a while. Cause I'm from North Florida, he's from down south, so it's not like we see each other all the time.
Is this system any different from what Romeo played?
It's a lot different, you know. I mean, a lot of defenses have a bunch of similarities, but I think with Coach Nolan and his philosophy, it's totally different from Romeo and his philosophy, you know. So right now, I mean, what Coach Nolan is doing is like putting guys in the best position to make plays. So, you know, it's very attacking style defense. Because in Cleveland, we just pretty much just like play defense based upon what the offense is going to do. Here, we're trying to be the aggressive, so that's going to make us better.
It's on the fourth day of practice, but how do you feel like the front seven is kind of shaping up?
It's hard to say because we are not going live. You know, I think like these practices right here are more for the secondary and the receivers. When you put pads on, that's when you can tell the value of your front seven and also your offensive line. I mean, it's hard to get a good feel on what guys can do because a lot of people can look good in shorts, but when you put the pads on, it's totally different. But, I mean, right now, the front seven, we're pretty much working on a lot of communication, making sure we know what we're supposed to do, make sure we're in our right gap. So it's helping out a lot, though.
The play of the defensive line impacts the play of the
linebacker. Right. They go hand in hand. I mean, we affect them and they affect us, right?
Obviously, a lot of question marks on the D-line. Josh basically says it's wide open competition. Mm-hmm.
It's wide open competition everywhere, unless your name is Champ Bailey or Brian Dawkins. So, it's competition, and competition going to make everybody better, you know? I mean, I'd have been in situations where, you know, the D-line wasn't pretty much considered a strength, but, like, I mean, you never know who might emerge from that bunch. So competition, those guys competing each and every day, it's going to make all us better.
What kind of a factor did signing all the veterans the Broncos have in your signing?
It was huge. It made us, I mean, it made me know that, I mean, it's about winning right now. It's not about rebuilding. I've been through that, like, three times in my career. So when I came here and I seen B. Dulk and Jabbar and Correll and D. Reed, it was a bunch of us here the first couple of days. So I seen all those guys. I mean, I know it was serious. I knew it's about winning right now.
Those thoughts have changed at all? Oh,
no, it definitely haven't changed. The guys they brought in to help compete. And like I said, competition going to make the whole team better. We're not just out there going through the motions. We're definitely competing against each other. Every time we have a chance to go against the offense, I mean, they're trying to win just like we're trying to win. Oh, of course. I've known DJ a while. We are represented by the same agency. And being that he has Florida roots, he played at UM. I follow him in his career and vice versa. So I'm definitely excited about the opportunity to play with him. I mean, DJ, I mean, he's a really good linebacker. I mean, he has total package. He has the right size. He's fast. He's a smart player. And I think he's definitely going to benefit with the additions that added to this team. When I found out that I was going to be flying out here, he was definitely the first person I called. You know, he was telling me the same thing that those guys that left Cleveland that came out here had already told me about. It's first-class organization. The fans here in Denver love football, and it's all about winning. So all those factors helped me make my decision. And being that I knew him and he's a leader of this defense, it kind of made it my transition a whole lot easier. First day. I mean, I was just messing with him a little bit because he's another Gator bait. So I messed with him a little bit about that, but not too much.
Last question.
Him and Robert, both of them Gator bait. Yeah, it was nerve wracking, you know, coming in fifth round pick, knowing I had to do really well on special teams just to even make the team. It was exciting though, you know. But we were talking about that a little bit today. Now I'm in my eighth year, and I mean everything is just second nature. It's so much easier now, even though I'm on a new team, learning a new defense. It's so much easier now. And no Sean, you know, no Sean is a Georgia Bulldog, and Rob, he went to Tennessee, and my Gators killed both of them, so just mess with him about that.
When you signed here, Jay Cutler was still your quarterback. Do you remember his good game he had against you?
Mm-hmm. He had a good game. The whole team, they did really well.
What do you think of the, he's gone now, and what was your thoughts on that, and what do you think of Kyle Orton?
Jay, I never met him. He's gone, and so I can't speak on that. I never met him. So Kyle and Chris, they're competing for the starting job. So whoever's going to help this team win, that's what we're going to be doing.
Played against either one of those two?
Played against Kyle. I think twice, once in the preseason and once in the regular season. I mean, he's a good quarterback, very smart. You know, he got some good pieces around him, so he don't have to go out there and win the game. He can just, he got a lot of options, a lot of weapons he can get the ball to.
Thanks, Andre, we appreciate it.
That's it for today. Tomorrow.